You are listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Norman.
Word Stories Podcast.
Opening.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 word story all by itself, but it's Saturday. And that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, it was bound to happen. The topic was picked by Craig from Watch the Bowl, because there wasn't one from Steve the Nuclear Man, and it was Chair. And we got a bunch of stories in. Yay! But we have to find out who won last week to see who goes first this week. And that's, well, look, people, you're not supposed to vote for Planet Z. That only just encourages him. I know, I'm supposed to be nice and happy. Well, you brought it on yourselves, people. It's time for Planet Z.
Baby Bear looked at the shattered splinters of wood that were once his favorite chair, and he wept bitter tears. "Someone ate my porridge and broke my chair," he growled. "I will have my revenge."
"Son, don't get carried away," said Papa Bear. "Baby Bear would have none of it.
When I am through with them, death will be considered a mercy." The outburst woke Goldilocks up. Heart pounding with fear, she leapt out of Baby Bear's bed and ran for the window. It was painted shut. Heavy paw footfalls on the stairs. Angry muttered threats under his breath. Revenge!
What in God's name was that? I mean, come on. Accordion music? Ugh. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent me to link. Planet, don't, no, I'm not going to link. It's fairly disgusting. Hint, goatsy. Alright, well, we do have a rookie this week, and it is Free Read, Free Note! Yeah, I know, she was recently murdered on Moondust, but she left a tape of this story. So, welcome from beyond the grave, Free Read. Here's your story.
Chair.
chair. Cummings says the artist is like the circus performer who sits on top of three balanced chairs. The three chairs are three facts of his life. I am an artist. I am a man. I am a failure. My chair is an old wood swivel from the brother-in-law's garage. In that garage is art made by Mikey, murdered at age 11. They never caught the killer. I think this chair knows who killed Mikey. This chair knows me. I am an artist. I'm a woman. I'm a failure. Well, off to the therapist now.
Thank you, Free Read, and, well, let's just say that Planet Z will probably meet you at therapy. He... Why does he insist on taking... Okay. All right. Just take a moment to breathe. All right. You can find more from Free Read at Murder on Moondust blog. The link is in the show notes. Also, you can check out the Nugenheim as well as Moondust Sim within Second Life. Yay! Welcome to the fun. Okay, next up, we do have someone else, and he's not really a rookie, but and you've heard him on this podcast before, actually. He's in the beginning. He does the stinger for SLPN. It's Rich Palmer, a.k.a. Rich DeSoto. Or Rich Palmer, DeSoto, DeSoto Palmer, Susie Chapstick. And, well, he's going to go over all the various places you can find him. Because blogs, news, and views, and Audio Gumshoe, and all sorts of stuff. But we all missed that Tickles! Oh, please, we want the Tickle Monster back. Please, can we have it, Sierra? Come on, please, just one little tickle.
Hello, this is Rich Palmer, host of Audio Gumshoe at audiogumshoe.com and also Blogs, Views, and Blues at blogsviewsandblues.com. And this is weekly challenge number 107, my submission for The Chair. A white room. A simple white room with no embellishments. One should look for windows, but there is no point. It is simply a white room. No curtains, no shelving, no tables. Just a white room. And the chair. The chair that sits in the very center of the plain white room. The chair is nondescript. The chair has no ornaments. There are no intricately carved legs. There is no fine upholstery. The legs are wood. The back is wood. The seat is wood. It is simply a chair. I sit in the chair. The white room has gone dark.
Ooh, that was creepy. Kind of in a Hemingway creepy kind of way. Cool. Thank you, Rich. You can check out more of Rich's stuff, well, all over the place. Audio Gumshoe and Blogs, News, and Views. And
we still want that Tickles back.
You know, I pick up Nardo all the time, and I just constantly tickle him. And I think,
I just want to bucket it.
Yeah, I know. And everyone wants Old Salt's Pub to come back, too. Well, thank you, Rich. And welcome to the fun. And looking forward to more from you and Free Read
in the future.
All right, now that we've got the rookies settled, let's move on to the victims. I mean veterans. Veterans, I keep saying victims. All right, first up is the man who does the music at the beginning and the end of this podcast, as well as during his own segment, obviously. It is Guy David of GuyDavid.com, a.k.a. Blue Smoke Hextall, the guy with the blue and the bats and the... So let's see what Guy David has in store for us this week.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm the Night Guy, and I have a new website, nightguy.guydavid.com. Come check it out. And now on for today's story. Address the chair, said the head table. I beg to differ, uttered the chest of drawers, but the cupboard shushed her. The respectable window curtain walked in. An appreciative silence filled the room. The sofa moaned. I think she ate too much last night, said the bed to a cabinet. The cabinet just shrugged and said, that sofa would be very hungry when there is no food left. There is a limited amount of unsuspecting people around, you know. The chair cleared his throat and said, we hold those truths to be self-evident, that all furniture are created equal.
Okay, great. I don't get it. Well, you can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com, as he said. Nightguy.guydavid.com. Thank you, Guy. Just, well, every week, everything gets stranger. Just the walls are closing in on me, man. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man, and he would have chosen the topic this week, but he didn't pick one, and so Craig from Watch the Bowl got the chance. Okay, I'm not supposed to laugh. But this time he did pick a topic for the next week, so this is how people remember. And if you forget, and then they send in an email, oh my god, I forgot to send one in! Well, people learn quickly. Everyone learns quickly that you get in the file and get in the thing and get in the notes and get in the URL and get into the groove. So let's get into the groove with Stephen, the Nuclear Man.
It first creaked as she rocked in summer's heat, waiting for the baby. Dad fixed it, but she wouldn't sit in it until he made it squeak again. She rocked through my breastfeeding and tantrums. I showed up once with teenage bravado and a cigarette. She stopped. I put the cigarette out and heard the rhythmic creak again. I missed it when I left for college. Squeaks lulled me to sleep when I returned for Dad's funeral. It's silent now. My wife asks if I'm okay. The wind moves the rocker. And for a second, I pretend that I am.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You know, if you check out his papers at papers.ods.org, you will learn how to make a nuclear-powered toaster. I just made one. And those Eggo waffles, 2 seconds. Of course, I've got radiation burns in my tongue, but that's okay. That just tells me, you know, the secret ingredient is love and enriched uranium. Okay, next up is Thomas. Now, Thomas didn't send in a URL for me to plug. If he did, it was, you know, from the email system he uses. But you need to send me something. Even if it's like, I know the March of Dimes, you know, dimes don't go that far, so say that it's like the March of Euros. And, there, we could make that your link. Everyone needs something to shamelessly plug. I mean, come on, this is 2008. Or 2020, if you're looking through the wreckage of civilization, you come across these recordings. It was all Hillary's fault. Don't blame me, okay? All right, here's Thomas.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with Weekly Challenge 107, The Chair. The story seemed to write itself. My thoughts immediately went to my father's chair. He's been dead for over 3 years now, and I still can't sit in that chair or even take his spot at the table. It's funny how after someone bites it, we turn normally mundane items into memorials. and my father's chair is one of those. So I'd like to dedicate the story to my dad. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Forever Love. The chair, impressive once, sits in the corner. The center of the home for decades, but for several years, silent. After 30 years of marriage, the chair to the right of the once formidable recliner is now the center of life. The diminutive woman sits stoic, hands clasped. Behind her expression sits tears, waiting to fall again. "Till death do us part," was their promise to each other. However, she knew he wasn't gone. Alone in the silence, looking at his chair, she could still see him. Faintly. Briefly. But still he was there. A memory. A love. A promise.
Aw, that was so sweet. Thank you, Thomas. You know, My Father's Chair is probably my favorite song from Rick Springfield. Well, behind Speak to the Sky, or the other, you know, Don't Talk to Strangers, but it's still one of the most sweet songs that he does. And yeah, I look over at my Piper's chair, blocked by some ugly toy that we put together for Nardo, and we'll probably have fun disassembling it too, because Nardo never uses it. Well, thank you, Thomas, and let's see who goes next. It's Evermoon from the Lunatics, evermoon.net. You can get some music there. It's really fun and good stuff, and why am I talking like this? I don't know. Here's her story.
This is Evermoon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. You can find out more about me at evamoon.net. The theme this week is the chair. Alma walked by that door 100 times a day, and even if she didn't break her stride, some part of her always lingered there for a thudding heartbeat or more. Sometimes she'd pause for a moment to reach toward the knob and feel its warm, burnished surface, or run a finger down the dark, grooved wood of the doorframe. She didn't have a key, but it wasn't like she didn't know what was in there. The room was completely empty, save a single heavy wooden chair. She shuddered slightly and glanced at the clock on the wall.
Thank you, Eva. And you can check out more from Eva Moon and the Lunatics at evamoon.net. Now, why is it .net? evamoon.com. Crystal Moon Stained Glass. Hold on. Is this the same person? Probably not. Otherwise, she'd say evamoon.com. Oh, there is some cool stained glass there. No. Buy the music at evamoon.net. I don't want a war beginning between Eva Moons, because when you're caught between the Eva Moon and Eva Moon, and... Okay, I totally screwed that one up. I'm not going to re-rack this one. No, I'm not going to do another... This is my 7th take. No, I'm not going to stick to the script. No, you guys are writing trash on me here. I mean, you're coming up with these stupid gags that I'm supposed to read. All right, we'll talk about it later. Sorry about that, folks. Just having a little discussion with my production team. Well, thank you, Eva, and looking forward to hearing more from you next week, whatever the topic's going to be. Freaking Planet Z is going to be picking the topic. It's going to be something sick. How can you people vote for him? Anyway, next up is J.D. Now he does Jerry D. and J.D. and J.D. White and Jerry D. White and Hop Along something. I should just shut up now. Here's J.D.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry D., and once again, it is a wonderful evening in Oklahoma. Wind's a bit brisk, but that's just fine. Last week, you mentioned that some people didn't care for the idea of using the same subject or make a continuation of the 100-word stories. Well, I sort of agree with them, but right now I'm just in the mood to write a little bit more about John 3:16. So, keeping it brief, as always, here's my story for today. You're gonna go, I know. Near the access hatch in the deck, under a dim red overhead light, the chair sits. A slender figure occupies the chair and has done so, unmoving for long ages. The skin of the face, the texture of leather, is pulled tightly about the skull, the eyes non-existent. Holding a short wooden staff, sharpened to a point at one end, he appears ready to offer a challenge to anyone climbing from below. John 3:16 grasps the last rung and emerges, only to slip and almost fall back at the sight of this ancient guardian. The corpse grins with sightless eyes.
Thank you, Jerry D. J.D. J.D. White, White Jerry D. White. Well, some people don't like the continuations, and some people do, and some, and this, and the... It all depends, really. No, but whatever. I say, do whatever you want to do. I mean, don't even follow the topic if you don't want to. Go crazy! You know, make it about gumdrops, or moles, or the number 12. I mean, who am I to say don't do something? And who am I to say do something? Don't even have to send a story. You just sit on your hands and just go burp, 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 all week long. People can put a plate of ketchup in front of you and you'll say, ooh, I can see the universe in here. This ketchup is really mustard. So on. I mean, don't let convention stop you. Be whatever you can be. And speaking of being whatever you can be, there's Tom, a footnote. Because footnote is coming back. Please come back.
Hello, my people. Tom here. The title of this week's story is called Time to Say Goodbye. It took Alan and his guys 2 months to overhaul the chronomotive. It was deemed too dangerous for Maria to return to the time pad. On departure day, only Alan was present, bidding Ernesto farewell. As Cervantes moved through time, a jolt rocked him backwards. When the machine came to a rest, there was Alan. Next to him, PM Ernesto Airway III. Tell me of Maria, Alan. Quartermain turned away. Come with me, Grandfather. A chair was set out next to a statue of Maria, tearing open the easy bake. She did this to save her students. Ernesto wept.
Oh, poor Ernesto. Come on, let's have a smile, Ernesto. Come on, just a little smile. Just one. One. This is the sad portion of our podcast. Ah, we're all crying. Alright. Nobody's believing me. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Planet X-Ray, the nemesis of Planet Z, but of course Planet Z won this one, so Planet X is going to be like even more on the warpath, if you can believe it. And there's going to be like fighting and pew, 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 like Star Wars, only with pew, pew sounds. And so you can check out stuff from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. Maybe there's a planetxpodcast.net. Maybe they make stained glass. I don't know. I'm just... Here, Planet X.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here, and I have another entry for you in the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge with the topic, The Chair.
The Chair has been watching you and wants your resignation on his desk now,
Stella calmly stated to Frank, the file clerk. Why me? Frank retorted.
Well, let's see,
Stella replied.
You come in late and leave early. You spend half your day around the coffee pot. You take 3-hour lunches. You're lazy. You're incompetent. You lie and cheat your fellow employees on the football pool. You sexually harass almost every female here, along with a couple of the men. Oh, and by the way, Frank,
Stella continued,
starting on Monday, you're hired back as a mid-level manager.
You sick fuck. Thank you, Planet X. We are going to get so many letters. Put all of your letters within the comments up here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. No, really, don't hold back. Tell us what you think. And be sure to go to planetxpodcast.com. Although, if they ever take us over, they will be planetxpodcast.gov. All right. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. I haven't messed up your name in forever. And I know you keep messaging. And I keep forgetting to follow up. But still, here is Anima Zabaleta.
Anima here with my submission for Challenge 107 titled Keeping My Job. Management has always made an effort in improving workforce motivation. The last Friday of the month, we gather in the boardroom for supermarket cake and a corporate cheer. Recently, we've been playing musical chairs. The boss plays music, and we circle the table like a pony ride at the county fair. When it stops, we scramble for a seat. The job on the nameplate before you is your new post until the next time we need better morale. Each month, there are more jobs and fewer chairs. Their plan is working. With the mortgage due, I find myself very motivated.
Yay! Anima keeps her job, and that's awesome, and yay! Thank you, Anima. You know, while I was going, I was starting to do a Tom Waits kind of, and I can chase the weasel. The moon was made of aluminum foil and all that brain gels. And I just get like that sometimes. Just losing it, man. Every week, another broken railroad tie and the train keeps rolling on. Next up, we've got Almo. That's right. Almo. A-L-M-O. Oh. If you didn't catch Almo the first time or the second time, well, Almo is here for you right now. That's right. It's Almo. It's time for Almo.
The chair. As he stood at the kitchen counter and slathered extra mayo on the bread, John heard the television announcement rather than saw it. The name was familiar, a young, fit athlete. He had died of a heart attack while running. John took his plate into the living room and sat heavily in his Lazy Boy. He leaned back, picked up the remote, and changed to the football game. You never hear on the news of anyone having a heart attack while sitting in his recliner, eating a sandwich and watching the game, he thought. John smiled, relaxed, and ate.
Thank you, Almo. You can check out Almo with more... I don't know where to find more stuff from Almo. Almo, where can we find more stuff about you? Put in the show notes, and I'll... I don't know. I mean, just... Where? Where? We want more Almo. I think that's really what the problem with society is today. We are left with wanting more Almo. This is not all the Almo that there is to have. I bet you that's the case. Okay, I'm reading something here. Did you know about our ergonomics policy? These shutdowns aren't bugs. They're just rest breaks for you guys. It's for your own good. This guy's sick. Hold on. Okay, we've almost got the land store finished. Just one more line of... Chew! Ah, crap. Wow. Who the hell writes this shit? Oh, I'm not talking about Almo. It's something else. Thank you, Almo. You can check out more from Almo, but I don't know where you can check out. Just tune in next week, and you'll get more Almo. Cool. Next up is the man who picked the topic this week, even though he didn't know that he picked it. It's Craig from Wash the Bowl. I love saying that. By the way, I got interviewed for some kind of directory kind of thing by someone today. They were like talking about micro fiction and flash fiction and short literature and all that podcast. And the first two that came to mind were, you know, because they also do 100 word stories all the time, Planet X and Craig from Wash the Bowl. And also I said repeatedly, go to the website and check out the links of all the people that participate on here. So it's very important that you send the links in. And it's also very important that I don't be a dick and forget to put the link in. Or if I get the URL wrong, you go... And, like, I'll fix it. But all the links are on the sidebar, too. And I just added Riches, and I just added Free Reads. And if there's anybody else's that needs adding, well, go... And I'll get them added. Do it in those exact words. God, that's annoying. Here's Craig from Wash the Bowl.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig at washthebowl.com. Today's 100-word story is entitled, A Loud Whack. Enjoy. It's something and yet nothing, Angie said. What do you mean, something yet nothing, I asked. She smiled, saying, the peace you're feeling right now. A terror overcame me. She knew what I was feeling. I started jogging in place, trying to slow my mind as my thoughts assaulted me from every direction. A hard stick struck my head with a loud whack. Angie grabbed my arm, yelling, "Open your eyes! You're indulging your own fears. Open your eyes!" My eyes opened to see Angie completely alone in a field of opposites, offering me a chair in which to sit.
Opposites! As opposed to popposites. Ugh. Thank you, Craig. You can check out more from Craig at washthebowl.com. The lilt that's in there is just so cool. It's delivery, man. You could have any 100 words. It's the delivery that makes the story, I think. I could be wrong. All right, next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. He's doing live gigs within Second Life now. Did you know that? Cool stuff. And I may just sneak in the one, well, actually, it's not the finished one, so... but it was kind of a play on, it was a play on the Hallelujah song. I don't know if you'll mind. Maybe I will. I don't know. You just listen, and I may sneak it in at the end of this. So, but here is Caleb from BlackTieMartiniClub.com. And don't forget, if you look up in Google, the Black Tie Martini Club players take a radio script, and then all sorts of people get in there, and then he puts it together, and it sounds like the good old days of good old time radio, you know, the stuff before this crap radio came on, and then these podcasts started doing garbage. And no, speaking of garbage, Caleb and Will have kind of latched on to a really awful script that I wrote, so keep an eye out for that. Here we go with Caleb.
I bet you Lawrence just said something about that I'm Caleb Bullen and that I have a podcast called the Black Tie Martini Club, and you can find it at blacktiemartiniclub.com, and that's great, but what I bet he didn't tell you is that this Wednesday in Second Life, I'm going to be taking part in playing an hour set as part of a Relay for Life event, and Relay for Life, of course, supports the American Cancer Society. And so if you wanted to come along and hear some good music and maybe give some money to the American Cancer Society, that would be fun. And you should contact me in World, Caleb Bullen, Balut, I don't know how it's pronounced. And we can have some fun and, you know, stick it to cancer. Unless you're one of those people who likes cancer, who's not an anti-cancer person, in which case, you know, fuck you, I don't want you at my show, okay? So if you're anti-cancer, come on along, it'll be a great time. If you're pro-cancer, just turn this thing off right now. He had a plan, a brilliant plan, but if only he could be heard over the screaming horde and that stupid band that would not stop playing, he could save them all, or at least most of those who couldn't fit in the lifeboats. He knew about buoyancy, he knew a thing or two about structural architecture. And if the remaining passengers could get all the furniture fastened to the outside, he could keep this thing afloat. But no matter how he screamed and tried to explain, he couldn't convince anyone that rearranging the deck chairs could help on the Titanic.
By the way, I did mention about the gigs. I didn't know about the relay. Dude, you've completely alienated our pro-cancer audience. I mean, it's going to cut our audience at least in half. I mean, come on. I mean, some people like cancer. Oh, man. Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com, the Black Tie Martini Club players, and a Relay for Life gig this Wednesday. Just keep a watch on his site, listen to his podcast, watch this. I'll probably put something in the show notes if I freaking remember. If the server's working. By the way, I'm going to have some server issues in the next few days. I've had some the past few days. I'm going to switch back over to the main server because things have been running too smoothly. So we really need to mess things up again. I keep you running. Although, if you can read minds, you'll know that all the files are stored at thetypingmonkey.isfullofcrap.com. You just won't have the RSS feed to get to them. But if you know, like, weeklychallenge107.mp3. Duh. That's my naming convention for these. As for the daily shows, you don't care. You don't listen to them. You don't want me up on that wall. You don't need me on that wall. Oh, and I'm supposed to read Sojin's story here. He didn't record it. All right, Sojin, Harrop from SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman wants me to read this story. I haven't read this one yet, So this one's going to be off the cuff. I'm going to do this one run through, I don't care. I'm not going to do it multiple takes. Dude, I'm already way over. Okay. Here we go. Sojin Tarup with the chair. The chair. It sits there in the center. Sometimes it's the focus of a great deal of attention. Some call it the hot seat. To look at it, one might consider it unremarkable, but it's not what it looks like that makes it special. Some see it as a symbol of power, others a curse. Many desire it, but few have what it takes to sit there. For him, it's where he belongs. There is such a thing as destiny, then it is his to sit right there. For Captain James Kirk, the chair is the center of the universe. I want to be among common people. I want to sleep with common people. I'm never going to be the James Kirk of podcasting. And, damn it, William Shatner. I want to fight William Shatner. Thank you, Sojin Tarup of SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. You can see the link on the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com if it's still running. We're going to wrap things up here with the last story of the bunch, because there is no Planet Z ending it, because you fools voted for him last week. Oh, God, I'm never going to get over that. It's Liana of Hodgepodge Point, who has returned. Unlike Tom, who's still teasing us, at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Liana, I said her name right. Tell us a story.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. About the time you guys hear this on Saturday, I will be making a fool of myself on stage at a festival. So even if I'm done, thank your well wishes to me. I'm gonna need them. For this week's challenge number 107, The Chair, I have the following story titled Asking Heart, and it features music by Sarah Ayers, obtained from PodSafeAudio.com. Festus walked up 15 marble steps, bowed, and placed his offerings before the ornate chair of the goddess Namadita. It represented her place of power. Festus opened the blue silk pouch to present for his deity 2 apples, rosemary sprigs, a lock of his daughter's hair, and 5 gold coins. The priest standing at his side held in sight a ceremonial knife. Slowly, Festus took the weapon, but was quick to slice it against his skin. The blood poured down as he prayed. Please, welcome my dying daughter into your house. I shall take her place wandering in the wasteland.
Hold on a second. Wait. Oh, Christ. I swear I'm going to get some new producers. And there you have it. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. a whole bunch of stories about the chair. Thank you to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. What? The voting? No, this isn't Hillary and Obama. Blech. No, this takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I don't give a flying fuck what Guam thinks. You know, if an election gets to the point where we give a fuck what Guam thinks, we're in serious trouble. And no offense to you people out on Guam, but we just don't give a fuck what you think. It doesn't matter what you think. You're way out there on Guam. We're here. In America. How did we get stuck with you? Who the hell did you screw? Anyway, pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, they go first next week. And if your favorite is Planet Z, think again. God, what is wrong with you people? You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, one-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, and you can see the links on the side to every person who has ever submitted a story. And it's an illustrious list. In fact, a lusty list. An illustrious list. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does cool music. And he can do cool music to your podcast. And it can be just as, well, almost as cool as this one. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow I'll finally have come up with a way of using Rich Palmer's. He sent me this cool bit. I mean, and I know when Brad Rees and Double Down Tandino sent me that, I came up, instantly thought penguins. Because, I mean, you hear that piece on its own, you think penguins. Don't you? But his, there's a deeper meaning to it, and I'm trying to find it. One of those X marks the spot, and you're standing on the X, and you hit it with a thing, and you break through, and you're in there, and you see the tunnels, and, creepy tomb guy. Rats. Something's there, and I'm going to find it. Inspiration doesn't always hit me. Sometimes it kind of knocks me into the street like a motor. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic that sick fuck Planet Z comes up with in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing. This podcast had the explicit tag. If you did not know this, I guess I should not have said fuck so many times. Hallelujah.
some Leonard Cohen songs, bittersweet and they're not too long. But one's been overdone so much it's screwed up. Once was great, but now it's shit. I can't even listen to it. But you keep wanting Buckley's Hallelujah. 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 Some are slow, some are fast, but you think you can be the last now, do you? Every SL musician, they think they're the only one, and they just can't stop singing Hallelujah. 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 And here is that last one, the way that I wrote it down before, for comparison's sake. You mix and match from versions past. Some are slow, but some are fast. You think you can be the last now, do you? Every SL musician think they feel the song within, and they just can't stop singing Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm singing the last chorus. I think you know how it goes from here. Hallelujah.
Something like that.